From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Tiger Woods teed off today in the second round of the Masters in Augusta. At the time, he trailed leader Trevor Immelman of South Africa by 8 strokes, and after today's second round, he was 7 strokes behind. Woods is hoping to become the first golfer since Bobby Jones back in 1930 to capture the Grand Slam. That means winning all 4 of the year's major tournaments. I talked about the world's best golfer and one of its most revered tournaments today with sports writer Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal. I asked Stefan about something that Tiger Woods said on his website before the tournament. Woods said that capturing the Grand Slam is, quote, easily within reason. And Stefan says that comment generated lots of attention.
Yeah, and the reaction to that was almost silly to me because empirically, yeah, it's easily within reason. Tiger is modern. He's analytical. He's unvarnished about his abilities. And why should we doubt him? He's won 5 straight PGA Tour events, 10 out of 20 since the start of 2007, and 5 of the last 12 major tournaments, the Masters, U.S. Open, British Open, and PGA Championship. He's dominated a sport that includes so many competitors every week. It requires so many repetitions of incredibly precise athletic actions to win, so many variables like wind and divots and errant twigs or blades of grass. Now, the probability is he's not going to win the Grand Slam, of course, and he obviously has a long way to go this weekend to start on that road. But as one anonymous tour pro told Sports Illustrated before the tournament, Tiger is beating us like we were 5-year-olds swinging toy clubs.
But it is golf, as you say, with very wide variances from shot to shot and tournament to tournament. If you look at Tiger Woods' record at the Masters, he actually hasn't done as well since winning back-to-back green jackets in 2001 and 2002.
Yeah, only one championship since then, which for him is not a lot. And that's partly because the people that run Augusta National have made the course 500 yards longer since then. Some people have called it tiger-proofing. Tiger noted after practice on Tuesday that the Masters is more like a U.S. Open now. It's longer, narrower, thicker, rough. As Tom Boswell, the columnist in the Washington Post, said today, Tiger did not mean that as a compliment. He doesn't like the way the course has changed.
But he seems to have a hidden advantage beyond his own extraordinary ability. Other golfers, it is said, play worse when he's in the field. This is according to research from the University of California, Berkeley, no less.
Yeah, there was a study done by a PhD candidate in agricultural and resource economics named Jen Brown. She looked at round-by-round scores for every player in every PGA tournament from 1996 to 2006, and she looked at hole-by-hole data from 2002 to 2006. And what she found was that PGA Tour golfers scored 1 stroke higher in tournaments in which Tiger played compared to their scores when Tiger wasn't in the field. And she also found what she calls the adverse superstar effect is even greater when Tiger's on a roll, doing really well, and it disappears when he's slumping. So I guess players get some confidence when Tiger's in trouble.
And for the non-golfers, a higher score obviously is worse in right. Golf. Enough about Tiger Woods. A difference at the Masters, for most of the people who are seeing it, is, for the first 2 days at least, the arrival of ESPN, which is showing the first 2 rounds of the tournament.
Yeah, and they're doing it very, very respectfully. There are no announcers screaming booyah on the 18th green. There's no catchphrases. You know, no screen crawls with scores and news. It's all azaleas and magnolias.
None of that, huh?
Yeah, none of that. It's just azaleas and magnolias and hushed tones. ESPN has to tread very carefully here and respect Augusta National's desire for reverence and decorum. It's almost built into the contract. You got to bear in mind that ESPN's coverage is being produced by CBS, with CBS announcers handling the live play-by-play. CBS has broadcast the Masters since 1955. They're the only network to have ever done it, and it's kept the job because it's abided by the tournament's demands to limit the amount of airtime compared to other events and have announcers tread very, very lightly.
Now, a couple of other changes. These aimed at increasing inclusion in golf, but not the admission of women as members. This was, of course, the subject of a big debate a few years ago.
Right. The club chairman, Billy Payne, this week didn't mention the issue of women becoming members of the club. He said, as always, he won't talk about the club's private policies, but he did use the word inclusion to apply to bringing in more competitors from international countries, from other countries, and for letting kids, encouraging kids to play golf. They're letting kids in this week free with ticket holders.
Thank you, Stefan. Have a good weekend.
Thank you, Robert.
Stefan Fatsis, who covers sports and the business of sports for The Wall Street Journal and for All Things Considered.